Hello, everybody. Hello,
Hello.
hello. Okay, we're starting a new singer. Okay, this is we have to do this singer relatively quickly because we have Hanukkah coming, and I also have a wedding next week. I'm gonna off a little bit, but we'll see. We'll have to do this singer. Try and do this again quickly. We have next week, I think Monday and Tuesday I'm out. I have two weddings, so in New York. The granddaughter's wedding and someone else's wedding. So okay.
Okay.
My Begida's daughter is getting married. So first grandchild, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's learn here a little bit. So we're skipping to Daf Yud. There's actually no Gemara because basically it's really not, Tavis is not going on the Gemara. It's the Gemara on Daf Tes asks the Kasha, why does the Mishnah test say Tes Vavarayas? It should have said Tes Zayin because there's a 16th case of Anusa's Ovid. So the Gemara spent a whole block discussing why Anusas Ovid is not written. So Taisis comes along with a kasha that, okay, granted you answered why Anusas Ovid isn't written, but I got a different case. So it's really not in the Gemara. It's like Taisis is making up the case on his own. And he's asking that the Gemara should have picked this case, should be in the Mishnah. So this is no new Gemara that we have to read. If anything, you have to read the Gemara in Gittin. But there's no Gemara over here in Yevamos that we need for Taisus. He's not even in the Divya Maskil, he's not going on. It's not really the Divya Maskil. The Divya Maskil, and I, why didn't it mention, Anusis Ovid, something like whatever explanation the Gemara gives. Okay, Taimar. We can have the 16th erva, the erva of Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is an erva. It's an Ikares. Has all the din of regular riots. So it could you can have a case that Eishes Ish, in other words, that the woman who falls to Yibum is usher to the Yavim with an Isser Eishes Ish. Hi, how could you have that she falls to Yibum? She's an Isser Eishes Ish. She was obviously married to his brother. And if she's an Eishes Ish, so she couldn't have married her brother. So how could you have an Eishes Ish to the Yavin who married the brother? Kigain, the Amunah, Amunah. In other words, she was married originally to someone else. Was totally unrelated. That person gave a get, amenas, that she doesn't marry Reuven. And then she married Reuven's brother. Now Reuven died, Shimon. She married Shimon, Reuven's brother. And Shimon died without children. And she falls with the Tzara to Reuven. So for Reuven, if Reuven will go ahead and marry her, then it'll come out. They mivata the tanai, so she'll be aser v'iser eishes ish for the original husband that wasn't even related. Related is an
There
iser.
also won't be a Yibum then, because she never was married to the brother.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's never a yibum if it's an erva. So it's not but there she can't do yibum because of an iser erva.
But forget that. The previous brother was never married.
Well, right now the brother was married. Right now she he didn't marry that lady yet. But she was dead right now as Bashir Usham. She was married to his brother, and she has a tzara, and now she falls to Yibum, and you
She's
can't
mutter to
do
marry the brother if
what?
without Snai?
Why not? If she
Because
was married
at
again,
some
we
point
have
in the
the
future
case.
she may marry the brother.
Okay, well, let's read Taisus. We have the case, Pashas. This girl was married to Moshe. Moshe made the forest servant Sinai that she doesn't marry Reuben. So she went ahead and married Shimon. So Shimon, she's allowed to marry. So she's 100% married to Shimon. Now Shimon dies. So she's a Yavama that falls from Shimon to Reuben. So Reuben can't marry her because it's an Isser Erva. Because if he would marry her, she would become an Eishes Ish and Moshe. So the Isser Eishes Ish stops Reuben from being marrying her. And that, therefore, she should pater herself in the tzar. Now, the question is, well, we'll have to see in the Rishayim, in the Achrayim, in Taisvis, is Taisvis Parship, the Taisvis wants that the Isser Eishes Ish should pater her in the tzar, or does Taisvis want that the Isser Eishes Ach should pater her in the tzar? Right? That's already unclear. Parship Shat, Taisvis wants the Isser Eishes Ish. That's Parship Shat. And the Rishiva is in a Skopush here with the Ramban, with Bawas Sinai, which is case, was discussing why doesn't the Eishes Ach pater. Right, that was that, but I'm not sure if Taisus Parship Shat Taisus is not working out the Eishes Ach. Right? Parship Shat Taisus is working out the Eishes Ish. But we'll see. We'll see when we read Taisus. So there's a potential Eishes Ish. So she that paters her. And since she's Patra, she's Patra the Tzara. So that been time by Linde Eishes Ish, Shepodera Sarasa, called the Amrla Areze Gite Chamanasha Tinosi the Pliny. So then Moshe divorced her Amanasha Shinotinosi the Rubin. And the Pligi Mamigarish, that's the Machlaikas, whether you can make such a Tanai. And Rabbi Ozer Rabbanan, Rabbi Ozer Have Get. Rabbi Ozer holds it the good get. Basura the Pliny. So she's divorced from Moshe, but she's also to marry Reuven, because that was a Tanai. Then this is the Ochis, so now we have a case. She married Shimon, yeah, the Abed of Reuven, Umeis, and then Shimon dies, Valderis Erasa. Oh, so that's Tavis's Kasha. So the Tana of our Mishnah should have mentioned that case. Now, Taibis says, maybe Afagav Tasrudecho Adam. In other words, it's an Isser appearing to Rabbanan in this case that she's also to everybody. And she's a Surah to everybody, so Shimon wasn't allowed to marry her. So maybe that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, because Midrabbanan, there's an Isser to everybody. And since Midrabbanan, there's an Isser to everyone, so Shimon could not have married her. So it's a case of the Shimon married her Be'isser. And we don't mention cases when Shimon marries Be'isser. So that's his afagav. Maybe you'll answer that way. Now this would be a potential, Tavis is removing a potential answer to his question. The afagav is through the call Adam, Peter Abimelazer, Midrabanan. It's an Isser Drabanan because we're nervous. Maybe the Tanai will be Nisbato, and therefore she's not out to marry anyone. Midraban. Achi Yamis Amigarish O Aplani. In other words, once the Yamis Amigarish or Reuven, then we don't have to be nervous that the Tanai will be Nisbato, because it's Yamis Amigarish, and who cares? Anyway, even if the Tanai is Nisbato, she's not married to him because she's an Amana. And if it's Yamis Reuven, so there's no way that the Tanai could be Nisbato. But till you get one of those two factors, then there's always a danger that the Tanai will be Nisbato. And then it'll be a Gloy Milsim Afreya that she's an Eishes Ish Moshe. So I've got the Surdecho Adam, a Feder Abu Ozer Midrabbin, Achi Yamis Megarish Oa Plain. Why? The Chashin and Shemet Tinose Lo. That we're afraid that maybe Shalom means to Reuven. But tonight was Moshe divorced her. Amanash Shalotinose to Reuven. Now she wants to marry anybody. So we don't let her marry anybody because we're afraid. Shetinose lo to Reuven. Lacher Shinisari will discourage. Mizet. In other words, we're afraid that after the person that she, the new husband, die, well, she goes out and marry her, then he's going to die. She'll be mutter, and she'll buy Mr. Go and think she can marry Reuven. The nymphs of an Amamzeret. And then it's going to come out that the Mafreya, the original first husband, was the get was not a good get. And then that kid from the second husband, Amamzeret. Right? In other words, she goes ahead and she divorced the first husband. The first husband divorced Rav Tanai. Now she divorces the second, she marries the second husband. So we're afraid that the second husband somehow divorces her and dies. So she's going to forget about the first husband because she was married to the second husband. And she's going to think that the first husband's marriage is off. And therefore, she's going to forget about the Tanai. And she's liable to marry the person that the first husband made a Tanai. Mimeno be oiker the Ganem Afreya. And it'll mess up the second marriage. And her kid will be Mamzerim. So there's an Issur Drabanan for her to marry a second person. And where do we see this? Because Hashem and Megarish, I'm an Ashino to Vladi Ploni. It's a different Tanai. But the person makes a Tanai that you're not allowed to have Bia with Ploni. So she's not allowed also there to marry someone else. Because Shema Tibolo, Lachos Yisroim, or Lachos Yisgarish. Because we're afraid that she might go ahead and have Bia after the second husband gets is out of the picture. But all the doctor, we're not nervous because that she definitely won't do because she knows she's usher. She's usher because it's an Ashes Ish. But after the second guy's out of the picture, then we're nervous. And he brings the raya because if the Tanai was Me'aba Mavicha, which is an Isser, then we're not afraid that she's going to be over the Tanai.
What does this have to do with Anit Ben and Tosfos?
Excellent question. In other words, which part does have nothing to do with anything?
The Oda Tachtov is like just going on a tangent.
Well, the first part had to do with something that she's also to call is relevant. Yeah. Because he's making it into a case of the E.
Yeah, but now it's also like discussing like all the random problem of how we make zeros
in other words, tonight, but... the point that's not relevant, but the fact that she's also to everybody is relevant. Because Xera Shematinos, you know. But Taif is adding that we're only making the Xera for after Lakashit Garish. But the talk of Lekalamechish, that's not relevant. Like, what do I care why there's a Xera? They say the Xera was the Taktav also. What?
It is still not Camino without the us.
Yeah, in other words, if the Lulian story of the Xera was the Taktav, so it was the same thing. So it would still be a case of DE. There'd still be a Xera. But care, this is, in other words, what do I care if the Xera is by the tact of the second guy? Or only after the second guy goes out of the picture? Why should that make a difference? Either way, there's a Xera. And there's a Xera. There's a Xera. And since it's Xera, so it's the case of the E. Yes, I don't know why David goes off on this tangent. Anybody have any ideas why David does that?
So it's just allowed to be a yenta a little bit, like, just once he's talking on a topic, it's like, all right.
No, he's not allowed to be a yenta. So here I see in the in the Ode Yosef Chai, in the, that seems to be bothered by the question. Why are you saying this?
What does Ode Tachtov mean?
I just want to be with him. Should change off him.
Well, she's still married to the middle husband, but she's not completing Zana. She's Nisha says she knew she's also as a Nisha says she's not viewed with anybody else.
Okay. He explains it. He does explain it. Here, the person, Joseph Chai, actually explains why Tavis is being a Yenta. Okay. See that? He asked Rakash. He says like this. He says, there's two cases. Amenash shelo tindasi the pliny, and Amenash shelo tivali the pliny. So I don't know why, but for some reason, we'll have to see why, Tavis asked Rakasha from Amenash shelo tindasi the pliny. Right, so Tavis Kasha is from Amenash shelo tindasi the pliny. Tavis wants to answer his potential answer is because it's usher, it's a case of the E. Why is it a case of the E? Because she's not allowed to marry anyone. Why isn't she allowed to marry anyone? Because we're afraid that maybe she'll be over there tonight. And then it'll come out that her marriage is bato and the kids are mamzerim. Where did we find such a thing? We found that in Gittin that it says Amenash shelo tivali the pliny. So we're nervous that maybe she will tivali. So says this Ode Yosef Chai that there's a chayra. What's the raya? There's a very big difference. Amenash shelo tivali. She could do while she's married to the second husband, right? The first husband gave her the get out tonight. The second husband she wants to marry. So while she's married to the second husband, she could be boho with this plony, and that will cause an amafreya to get the get's bato, and then the kid will be mamzeri. But Amenash shelo tindasi the plony, she can't do while the second husband's alive, because even if she had be with him, tushin's not taifetz. So it's only Shaya that she can be over the Tanai after the second husband either is out of the picture, either divorce or gives her a get or dies. So Toifis has a tzad to say, maybe you'll say that, so that for that, we're not nervous. In other words, I want to say it's a case of DE because she wasn't allowed to marry the you know Shimon, because we're afraid that she'll be over there tonight. It's too vite the bechash, because she can only be over there tonight if Shimon divorces her or dies, and that itself is a davar rachik. So like a double davar rachik, and maybe Shimon will divorce her and die, and then she'll go ahead and be over there tonight. In the case of the Gemara, the Shash is Amenash shelo tivali. That's not so rachik, because she could do that right away. But this, that you have to wait till after the person dies or divorces her, that's rachik. So maybe we're not nervous for that. So as far as you can't say that, because even by Amenash shelo tivali, we're only nervous after Shimon dies or divorces her, because we're not nervous that she'll be divorced while Shimon's still alive, because she's going to be careful while she is her Eishes Ishaba. She's not going to be over Eishes Ish. It's only when Shimon dies that she's going to make a mistake and she'll be divorced. So we see that we make a Zera that we're nervous after Shimon divorces or dies that she'll be over tonight. And that's what the Sefer Ode Yosef Chai sounds very nice. Well, I can't hear you.
So Ubaida really means Dibaida? It's like explaining what? When he says Uba Ida Tachtav, he really means Diba Ida Tachtav with a Dalad. He's establishing that the concern by Loiti Bali is also only afterwards.
Yeah, okay. Yes. 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 Okay, that's all right. In other words, he's showing he wants to give a potential answer. His answer is that she's not allowed to marry, the brother wasn't allowed to marry her. Why wasn't the brother allowed to marry her? Because there's a gzeira that the tie won't be fulfilled. Now you could say that that's not a good answer because we're not so nervous for such a far-fetched thing. Since the tonight was Amenas, Shilo, Tinose, you can't fulfill that tonight unless the second husband dies or divorces her. So it's like a sveksveka. First, you have to have that the second husband will die and divorce her. And then you need that she'll go ahead and marry this Reuven. So it's Azav Vaitach Shash. So maybe the Rabbanah never made a Xera for such a Vaitach Shash. I am Mashadot Tivoli. It's only one suffix. So he says, no, even on Mashadot Tivoli, it's only Tivoli, it's only going to be Tivoli when that marriage ends. So for all practical purposes, it's the same thing.
Well, why did Chazal make a Xera like this? I mean, the whole case is so far flung. First of all, people don't divorce out tonight generally. They do.
Okay, but
the odds that the second husband will die. But Tivis
has arrived from a Gemara that they did. So what do you want? So Tivis is right in speaking out that there's a potential answer. The answer is Kasha. That
no, we find
that
Chazal
made an answer.
Well, I'm asking on the Gemara, like, what's the hashkaf of like, Chazal making up the comment for some like such a psychical case that's like far out?
Learn, get there. I don't know. You know, that's like not our topic. We don't ask kashas on the Gemara that Tivis calls Aga Borche. If Tivis would have asked the kasha, you would have asked, why is that relevant to our Tivis, right? That's what you just did. And then you go ahead and do the same thing.
Tosos could do it, you know.
No, Tivis went and brought it in, and as it's relevant to our sugya. So it's very good. That's Yosef Chai. I don't know who that is, but it's a very nice answer. It works very nicely. Okay. So again, so therefore, Tivis says that you might want to answer that it's a case of the E. And the Tana doesn't list cases of the E. So we come again, the Levi, the Tani Nami, the E. I mean, the Kamin Kasha. Lili Nami, lahach. Okay. So that's Tivis' Kasha. That you should have gone ahead and mentioned this case, in the case of the E, when the brother married her, Be'isser, being over on the Xer Drabonin. And now the brother dies, and it patters her and the tzara. Well, then he says, there's a machlokes apparently in the Gemara, in the drushes. We didn't really go through the drushes. That we saw the drush on Daf Gimel. That's learned out from Achos Isha. That we did do. And how do we learn Ptur Erba and Zara from Aleha? And it says Aleha by Achos Ishto. And that tells you that Erba is Potter. And it also says that short. So we learn out that the Erba and the Zara are Potter when it's an Achos Ishto. And there's a hookish of all the Arayas together, I think. That's what it said on Daf Gimel, I think. I hope it was. Daf Gimel, it says a Mamatzino, not a Hekish, right? I'm sorry.
Rebbe, I don't think referring to the Erva here, right? Only referring to, obviously, to Pati and the Tzara, because the Erva, you never be able to do Yibam. There's no Havimin to do Yibam, because then she'd be bigger problems.
Okay, but she... But the
she'd be don't need to tour Achos Isha to pat to her.
Well, they'd be an Achamina, the Gabi Chalitza. The Gabi Chalitza, the Shaila. So you need the din of Aleha.
And Alamina, I'm saying
that. No, that's not necessary. So you have to, that's based on the din of whatever, Aleha Mitzvah. And it has to be a din erva. So it should be counted.
Ashish, maybe again, maybe saying there's a havamina that he could do even to this Ashish without a lev.
A havamina, but you could do if without the Mishnah, the Mishnah wouldn't have been written. When you don't write this case, I would think you do chalitza because this is no yibum. Okay, just like for every akos ishto, I know ain't essay defelos say shesh bekares.
As we're talking about then we have lakachas. I'm saying, but I thought we're talking about tzara. Tosha is talking about tzara. Tosha is talking about tzara. Patering tzara.
Okay, I don't know why. I assume he's talking about tzara. It's a Mishnah. It's talking about chalitza and yibum and the tzara. Now, it could be that the Yiba, maybe we know Misvara, because ain't that saying that those are Shesh Bakaris. Okay, that could be. But the Chalitza and Sar, we don't know. Anyway, so Taibet says that they learned it from Akos Ishto, and then they make a Mamatzinu. Okay, maybe Shmuel, you're right. It only mentions it, Sarah. I don't know. But apparently, there's another day that Taisa says. So the man did not play miakos isha nicha. Why is it nicha? So here's an important line. Which is where there's a lot of tzaira, I think. In other words, we only find it in the erva, the pater the tzara, by akos isha. And then we make a mamatzinu to other arayas. We say, well, our rayas are daimed to Achos Isha. So we said, this case of Bawas Tanai is not daimed to Achos Isha. Why not? The Almanash Shalotinose Shalari Nebis Nuts. You make Almanash Shalotinose. So if you had beer with her, it would be mutter because that's not a bit of the Tanai. So that's not daimed to Achos Ishto. Where you can't even have znuts. Why that makes for a difference, I don't know. The almanas, if the Tanai would have been instead of almanas shalotino, say almanas shalotivadi, you call it his kadishlo. You can go ahead and marry her. You do kesef kedushin. Where the Maisa Kedusha is not Taifes. So it's also a difference. And what if you said, Abinash Lotinose Lotivadi? So here you said, Abinash Lotinose Lotivadi. So you can't marry her and you can't have Bia. So Taifes says, E Choshev Shir. If you're going to say it's considered a shear, well, chutz miplayne. Now, this is very difficult to understand what this means. If again, sharei kinesis ochet kolden. Okay, what does this mean? So, pashup shat. What it means is that if you're in the Gemara and Gittin. There's a shaila, whether they argue by Amenas or even by Chutz. Because what would Rabbi Ozer, the Rabbanan say you can't have a get with a which is not complete. Even with Amenas, the way we have the Rabbanan, it's not a good get. Rabbi Ozer says it is a good get. So the shaila is, are the Rabbanan and Rabbi Ozer arguing by Amenas or arguing by Chutz? So the Gemara, there's a day out that say that there are
what would the case of chutz be?
Haray at Migur, Moshe has married her and he says you're divorced chutz miruve. Doesn't say Amanas. He says Chutzmi Ruven.
Not Amanas Shilotinase, but Chutzmi.
Chutz, which is much more debatable because that means that it's right now it's only a 90% Gershon. So that's debatable. Then there's Amanas. You're making 100% Gershon. Just you're saying Amanas. You don't marry to Ruven. But Chutz, you're only making a 95% Gershon.
Well, Pipashtus, the Amanas is no different than any other Amanas.
Right. Pipashtus Amanas means you're doing the whole thing, except there's a condition.
Amanas, you never go to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And she goes to the rally.
Yes. But Chutz is a complete...
The lingo is sheer baguette.
What?
It's called sheer baguette. That's
the Shaila. So there's a Daya that says, just to know the Gemara in Gittin. There's a daya that says that Rabbi Ozer would hold that chutz also works. There's a daya that says that Rabbi Ozer only was matzer aminas. Aminas, you don't marry Ploni. But Rabbi Ozer is made that chutz wouldn't work. And there's a daya that says that Rabbi Ozer holds even by chutz works. Says the Gemara, a chiddush, that on the tzad that chutz is a good get, an interesting thing. If Moshe divorce his wife, Chutz Miruvain. And now Shimon, anyway, not the brother, Yanko goes in and marries her, because according to Rabbi Ozer, it's a valid get that got to be everybody else except for Ruvain. So once someone else marries her, so the marriage of the other person destroys Moshe's marriage. And now you can marry Ruvain too. In other words, if you say Amanas, you know, say to Ruvain, so then you know then when you marry Yanko, if later you marry Ruvain, then it's a nice bato, and Yanko's marriage goes off, and everyone becomes mamzerim. But if you say Chutz, since you were definitely allowed to marry Yanko, there's no way you can go ahead and knock off Yanko's marriage. So Yanko's marriage destroys Moshe's marriage. And now she's allowed to marry Ruven. Right?
Yanko divorces her or dies.
What?
Assuming he divorces her or dies.
According to Mira, there are three people. Husband number one said, it's two cases. Husband number one says, Amanas. So then if she marries husband number two, and then she marries husband number three, who's the person that you said Amanas to, so then everything gets messed up, and then husband number two is Mamzerim, etc. But if you said Chutz from number three, and then she marries number two, so now she's halachically mutter to marry number three, because the Chutz, the middle marriage is Vadechal, because that was not in the Chutz, and the middle marriage knocks out the first marriage. The very strange thing that there's in other words, it's a very strange thing, because usually the only thing that we learn that can knock out a marriage is get or kiddush or misa. But here, being married to another person knocks out the first marriage. So the first marriage, which was the get, was chutz meruvein. Once there's a second marriage, it destroys that chutz, and now she's totally divorced out of Moshe, and in Meda she can even marry Ruvein. So Tavis is saying, so just to get back in the words of Tisus, this is a big line in Tisus, which I think we're going to have to spend time on. This is where I think this is the main line. So Taibis has a Havamina that's considered like saying Chutz. Why in the world is she considered like saying Chutz? You didn't say Chutz, you said Amanas. So why should it be? What?
But it's the same effect that you have.
Yeah, but Amaisa, you said Amanas, you didn't say Chutz.
But if the poll, she's not free to marry her people to this fellow, that means Lagabi, that means this guy, she doesn't really have a priestess from the first husband.
Okay, I would not have said that.
The whole reason Chutz works is because that makes that the get was only Lagabe the first marriage. Once the first marriage takes place, the whole get is out of the picture. So Mamelo, that could work for this case also.
No, I would never have said such a thing in Svara. I mean, I'm not, obviously, Tavis doesn't say like me, but I would have said this, and you're using alumnus of Amenas. Amenas means you're totally divorced. It's just a Tanai. You can make up whatever Tanai you want. So if the Tanai is you can't sing a song, so you can't sing a song. The Tanai is Amenas shel tivoli shel tinasi leRuvain. So that's a Tanai. But how in the world did that become Shir? I do not know. But let me just read the words. He says, Ichosh of Shir, Mo Chutz miPloni, Imkein Shari Dekinisus Ochav Kaidim. So if it's a shear, if somehow or another, for some reason, we're going to view it as a shear, which I don't hear why, so then it follows the din of shear. The din of shear is once you marry husband number two, you're mutter to husband number three. So there's no problem altogether because she's mamish mutter to husband number three.
What happened to the Tanai?
That's what I don't know. Well, because it became a shear.
What does it became a shear?
Like, I don't understand. That's what I'm saying. Tavis has a tzad to say, Yichoshev shear. How can it say it's Choshev shear? It's not a shear. He made it tonight.
It's saying that the get was only Nogea the next time she gets married.
I don't follow.
Maybe could it be that the tzad that chutz works, right? Because there was one side the chutz doesn't work according to Vaz and one side does. But according to the tzad, the chutz works. Whatever that mechanism is, it's the same mechanism chutz and almanas, and therefore one.
And I conscious Aaron Herzberg, I'm blaming him because I like blaming other people. That lechayre the guy said almanas, he didn't say chutz, he said almanas. He made a condition, and he can make whatever conditions he wants. So he made a condition. The condition is almanas and altinase and altibade the Reuven. So if you go ahead and you marry Reuven, the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, and therefore the get should be bato. How can they say that if it's considered a shear, so then it's mutterle kinisus ochin? How can it be mutterle? There was a Tanai. The guy made a Tanai. The Tanai could be amenasa, you don't breathe. You can make any Tanai you want. Amenasa, you stand in your Dalet Amos and you don't walk anywhere. You stay in your closet and you never come out. Those are Tanai, you know. You can make any Tanai you want. So he made a Tanai that she can't. Okay, but it's working me time Tanai. Working me time Tanai. So if you're not fulfilling the Tanai, the get's bato. So how can you say that that the Tanai goes off because once she marries a middle person?
What's the purpose of the get? The purpose of the get is to do a krisus. So if the tznai is a tznai in the krisus. Once the woman has krisus because she went to marry, she was allowed to marry someone else. So that's
what,
it.
So what if he made a tznai? I'm going to ask that you lock yourself in your room and you never come out. And then she goes and marries someone else. So what, she can, now she can come out of her room?
That's what it would sound like.
No. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. He's only saying this here, that this is, and they didn't say every tanai, he's only saying Abinash Notinotil Tivoli is Ichoshev Shir. Every tanai is not Choshev Shir. Every tanai is tanai.
Why don't we say more than that? The other case was talking about, the case of where it's just Amenash Lo Tibol, why can't it be the whole question was she didn't say Amenash Lo Tibol LeRuven? And then there'll be initiations because of that.
He meant Amenash Lo Tibol LeRuven.
What? Amas Tibol definitely does not fall away when the next guy gets married, right?
What?
The Amas Tibol definitely does not get uprooted. It's only if Amas Shalotinase, right?
Amas Shalotinase Vizotibole LeRuven.
But if she just said, if he said Amas Tibole LeRuven, and she marries Shimon, would the condition still be have a validity?
Yes.
Okay, so why wasn't Tosfos' question?
I was David El Tivoli to Shem Ruvain.
Okay, what if her condition was only Amanash Lotiboli Leruvin?
Then it also would not go off.
Okay, so then Tosis's original question would be there. That should be the 16th case.
No, but he answered. Titus answered that Amanash Lotinose is different than Achos Ishto, because Sharinate is Nus. And therefore, you can't learn out from a Hekesh from Achos Ishto. Amanash Lotinose is different than Achos Ishto, because you call the heat is Kanishlo. You don't tell me the Achos Ishto. So since in order to be an Erva, you have to learn with a Hekesh from Achos Ishto. So the Amanash Lotiboli is not diamond. And Amanash Lotinose is not diamond. But Kaivis Kasha was, if you have both together, Amanash Lotinose Lotiboli, so then it should be diamond to Achos Ishto. So therefore, it should be considered the 16th Erva. So he has an answer. If Yuchashiv Shir, which we don't understand what that means. How in the world you can be Choshev Shir, and it's considered like Chutz Miplayni, if gain Shar Ekinis is Achiv Kaivin. So you become Mutter.
That only works according to the Sad that Rebbe Lezer is says the get works in case of Chutz.
Yes. Afino, let's just keep on reading so we can get to an ending. Afino, Ilo Choshev Shir. Even if you don't consider it a shear, it's not done with Achos Ishto. Why? Because there, at the time of the Nefila, was already the Erev of Achos Ishto. Avohocha, B'shas Nefila, Eino Eishas Ish. Achitivolo. In other words, he's asking what we said in the beginning. He was not asking how the Ashes are. He was asking how the Ashes ish. So he says, you don't have an Ashes ish, the Shas Nefila, because at the Shas Nefila, the Tanai was still fulfilled.
So basically, he would have to do Chalitza then, or marry the other wife.
Right. In other words, it's not a real Irva, because right now, at the Shas Nefila, it's not an Ashes ish. So it's not doimit Achos Ishto. Achos Ishto, Pater from Chalitza, Pater from Sara, because the Isser Achos Ishto is there at the time of the Nefila. But over here, the Isser Ashes Ish is not there at the time of the Nefila. At the time of the Nefila, there's a potential that if you will decide to do Yibum, then the Isser Ashes Ish will come about. But the Maisa in Lomdis, right now, Bashir Husham, there is no Isser Ashes Ish at the time of the Nefila. So therefore, there's no Ashes Ish, Shas Nefila, Eina Ashes Ish, Ashibolo. So since there's no Ashes Ish, it's not Daimed to Achos Ishto. That sounds like a very good answer.
Yeah, if it's such a good answer, then why do you have to come along with Shir? He should just say this answer.
This is without the answer of Shear.
I understand, but first he suggests Shear. He says, and if you don't like that, then I have this other answer, which implies for some reason he doesn't like this answer, which sounds like a perfectly good answer. And he first says Shear as a possibility.
I'm going to tell you in a minute why he's not so crazy about this answer. But this is a second answer. So you are correct. First he gave an answer that's considered Shear. And then since it's considered Shear, so when you marry the second husband, the chutz goes off, which we don't understand how that could be. Then the second answer is that the Isser is not there. Shas Nefila, Eina Eshesish, Achibolo. Okay. Now he says, Afilo, you slug up that answer also. Afilo, Tafshavano, Eshesish. Even if you're going to say no, it's not true. We view her as an Ashes Ish at the Shas Nefila. Kimin Shmitam Isser Ashes Ish Aseri Balo. In other words, even at the time of the Nefila, it was known that you can't be with this woman because there's an Isser Ashes Ish. So you don't need the actual Chalos Isser Ashes Ish. You just need the fact that you can't be with her because of the Yisra'eshes Ish. Right? In other words, you don't need, it's not necessarily you need the Chalois Yisra'eshes Achos Ishto or Erba. It's just the potential of the Yisra. The potential of the Yisra is enough to make the problem.
To keep it in the Hekesh?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Afilo Nechshu Eishes Ish. Given Shemitam Eishes Ish Astroni Bolo. Even if you're going to say that this is included in the Hekesh, because right at the time of the Fila, it was Astroni Bolo because of an Isser Eishes Ish. Become a Gomba Dami. It's not Dami. Why? Given Shemtibo the oven. Shinesra Allah, if you're actually going to have the bia, have a ish, but a hoisa ishis acham yodam. He'll go to Pantra Sarasa. So he's saying, after this is getting harder and harder, that you want to say that the time in the Nefida, it's a lumdisha ishis ish. Because if you have bia, there'll be an ishis ish. So the bia is usur because of the eishes ish. But the same way that you're saying that if you have bia, you have an eishes ish, you're also saying if you have bia, you won't be married to the second husband. Because if you have bia with the Reuven, then you're mevato the tanai. You're mevato the tanai. So then it comes out that the Shimon wasn't allowed to marry her. And maybe, how can you pop to the tzara? You were never married to her. You were never married to the dead brother. So you can't pop to the tzara. So the same way we say that we're looking at the future and we're saying that if you would have bia, you would be an Ashes Ish. So look at the future and say, you wouldn't be married to Shimon.
There would be no chi of Yibam.
Yeah, and therefore you can't pop in at Sarda. Kivin shim tibo the yavim, shinesra love, have a ashes ish, she'll be an ashes ish to the first husband, but always ashes acham yavim. He'll go to pop the Sarda.
Why does that make for a difference?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't understand this far. That's
the answer. I tried saying the very beginning.
One second. So I don't know why it makes it there. But besides which, there's everybody makes a diak in the Lashon HaTaisus. What's the blatant diak in the Lashon HaTaisus? David says, Hilkach lo patra sarasa. So what's Taisus mashma?
He doesn't explain why you can't.
Wait.
She popped this herself, though.
But she popped this enough. In other words, Tavis is mashma
that
she herself does not need chalitza. Right. So the shayla is, why does she herself not need chalitza? Right now, she's married to the second husband. The second husband died. Now, is she daimit to Achos Ishto, or is she not daimit to Achos Ishto? If she's daimit to Achos Ishto, she should pat in its sara. Adamai, you say that because of this cheshbon that Tosfos just created, she's not daimit to Achos Ishto. So if she's not daimit to Achos Ishto, then there should be no tur chalitza either. Because man, where do you get up? Tur Chalitza is also learned by Achos Ishto, Pashtus.
Maybe you get the Tur Makafas for herself.
I don't know.
She's not holding the Yibam to this guy, so therefore she herself can't be holding the Chalitza.
Okay, I do not know. This is not so simple. Where? Yeah,
but why did the Eishesach fall away?
Wait. No one was talking about yet the Eishesach. That's the next question. The next question is, in other words, Tavis is saying that she herself is Potter. Tavis is a mashman. She's Potter Asi Eishes Ish, not Asi Eishesach. Taibis is this all Taibis was discussing the Aishas Ish. Taibis is saying, Taibis Havamina was that the Aishas Ish should pater the Tzara. Taibis is giving his answer that it's not Taibis the Achos Ishto. Therefore, it doesn't pater the Tzara. But it still paters herself. So, one of the big
yourself from Chalitza?
From Chalitza.
Would doing Chalitza violate the condition of the Tanai?
No, of course not. No. So the big tumult here is, why does she pater herself from Chalitza? So Aaron says, but he needs a little thinking about it, just take his word for it, is because it's a drasha of Kol Shein Ode Yimei Me'ola Chalitza. So even though it's not Taimit to Achos Ishto, because of whatever Taimit is saying, but it's still in the Parsha of Kol Shein Ode Yimei Me'ola Chalitza. That needs a lot of thinking, because it's just two, the words are easy to say, but the thinking, to
and know it's what it is. And it's important to say that Sakar is the heart, right?
One second. But then the next question would be, if Aaron is right, so now that you're Potter from Chalitza, you should become an Eishesach. They should Potter and Tzoras and Eishesach. Right? That's the tumult in this Taisis. Is that, first of all, why does she Potter herself from Chalitza? It's the same reason she can't Potter and Tzoras, she shouldn't Potter herself. And if whatever Hezber you're going to give, that once you give some Hezber, that she is herself Pater from Chalitza, so then she's an Isser Eishesach. So that's where, that was the Rosh Hashiva's Pilpush here, with the Bawas Tanai, with the Rambam, with the Rashba, right, Dabra Acher, the Garimla, whatever it is, that was the famous Pilpush here. I don't know the if anyone remembers. I don't remember, but I know it was notorious that that why doesn't the H's all come? Okay.
It's been 28 years. Unfortunately, I've forgotten a lot of the
Come on.
I said that would be grand.
Is this Rashba and Ramban?
Yes, it's a Rashba and Ramban.
Rashba says that he would disagree with the Ramban, but he's being machnia himself to the Ramban.
I don't remember.
I remember the Rashba said, really, he would argue with the Ramban and say differently, but he's being machni himself to the Ramban because the Ramban's bigger than him.
I remember something from 28 years ago.
I don't remember what the shir was. I just remember that.
Okay. Anyway.
That would be granting that it would be an Eishesach Patzis Tzara altogether.
What?
That would be granting that Eishesach has the ability to pat the Tzara.
Right, we know Eishesach, there are Eishesach that pat the Tzara. Eishesach is Shloyev Alamo.
Right, so, but over here, she went into the Nefila, she was patted in the Nefila, and then Eishesach in the Nefila doesn't pat, that was the...
Okay, so that gets into whether Eishesach is an Erva, not an Erva, that gets into the whole tumult. Okay, anyway, so there's a lot of interesting things there in this Tyson. So that there's, I think, just to summarize, we sort of smeared it. We smeared the Taisis. You have to go over reading it again. So the first thing that was very, very unclear is how in the world the Taisis considered a shir. E chashiv shir. How in the world can you consider this a shir when the person is using the system of Tanai? Said beferish Tanai. He means Tanai. It doesn't mean shir. So how in the world can you take a Tanai and turn it into shir?
Does he possibly just a possibility mean is that once he makes a Tanai, said it's a din Tanai, but once he comes along and says that she can't be boiled on that maisa, to go to get married is a maisa, that could be considered the marriage is over. But once you make that somehow a Tanai, but once you say lo to boil, that's gufa in their marriage itself. In other words, in the marriage itself, she was also to boil to him. She wasn't also to get married to the other guy. So, in other words, there's the bee itself is already in the condition. She's already ushered to that person. So now he's by going back and saying to ushered to be as gufa to say that no, it's like she's still married to him.
Okay, but can I reserve the right to leave it share?
Absolutely.
Okay. So is that's the first item. So my recollection is
nothing.
What?
To that person. Is it also possible, maybe a little similar to what Shmuel was saying, that if a get does nothing at all, it got to be that person, not for be a not for kedushin, that is the very definition of shiur. You could say a kol almanas almanas.
Right. Shad is it's out tonight, which means that really in London is in Eder Mutter. Really, she's divorced. It's just a tanai.
As long as you're mutter, as long as you're not mutter.
You're mutter. Tanai, in case if you do this, it's an eye that gets over. It's a tanai. But it's you're in lumdis, you're totally mutter, and you're not an ashes ish. It just said there's a tanai. So the tanai could be that you eat applesauce. I can make any tanai I want. Why can't I make it tanai? I'm an national team, not say, but not tivoni.
Because when the lumdus encompasses every application of the mitzvahs, then it gets defined as the mitzvahs. If you let me get married, or you let me get nivellas, then I understand what the get is doing. They're saying the get is valid as long as you don't use any, absolutely any use of the get. And if you try to use it as bottle in any way, then that's the definition of a shiur.
Okay, but I'm also not happy. I'm sorry. So the maisa, that's the first question. My recollection is that there's a maram shift in Gittin and the pay bays. I didn't look it up this time, but I remember from previous years that there's a giant maram shift in Gittin pay bays that discusses Shadidus. So I probably would like to look at that maram shift maybe tomorrow. What?
It's like a parallel Tosfos to ours there. It's a little different, but
I can hear what you said.
There's a parallel Tosos to our Tosos on right. PBs on B's.
So there's a giant Maram Shif over there, and with a giant beer. And so he discusses this Shida, what that means, Shir. That's my recollection. See, I also remember something from 28 years ago. It might be even more than 28 years ago.
It's probably only 7 years ago, Ravi.
What?
It's probably only 7 years ago.
No. It happens to be from when I was in Queens still. I said a chabura on that maram shift. So,
okay. Maybe he hasn't done this sugi the last 7 years ago, 14 years.
That I wouldn't remember. I remember from the, you know, Girsa de Yankasa, you remember more. Okay, anyway, so there's a maram shift on that guy. So that's one shaila. Then we have another shaila of why she herself is partner from Chalitza. Just like David says, it's all dami the achos ishto. And therefore, it can't bother the tzara. So, for the same reason, it shouldn't bother herself. And that's question number two.
That's if you assume that, meaning you're making it, it's a diuk, but it's not. That's
like a pretty good diuk in Taisus. So, if it says,
he didn't say that she can have a chalitza.
It sounds like a pretty good diuk. He'll go low patra sarasa, smashma, she's patra herself, that she doesn't need chalitza. You can do chalitza, nothing, it's not relevant. You can do it, but it doesn't hurt, but it's worthless. And then the third question, which is basically outside of Taisus, which is, gets into the yeshiva charade of Eish Yitzchak is not an erva. Yes, an erva. Sometimes it's an erva. When is it some? Is that if the mice of Chan and Taisus is, that she herself is pater from Chalitza, which I think that's what the Rashba said beferish, that she herself is pater from Chalitza, so that means that by definition there's an Isser Eish Yitzchak. Because if there's no Yibum and no Chalitza, then there's definitely an Eish Yitzchak. So why can't the Eish Yitzchak pater the Tzara? So that's
could there be an Anis Rechal Isser blocking that maybe?
I don't know. I don't want to do it saying this is how it's this is already.
But do you have the age of
Sishis? Is that the age of Sishis isn't here yet?
Well, yeah, but if the age of Ach needs the age of Sish to be here, maybe if the age of Ach needs the age of Sish to really be here, so you can't, it can't come and jump in front of it.
That's Rajbra that I said, Kasha. That was the Rajbra that she was Pilpush here. With the far of Dabra Acher Garamla, but whatever that meant, and when do we say Dabra Acher Garamla? When isn't it Dabra Acher Garamla? That was the whole Topo Shir.
Rebbe, did they ask Kiro that, like that? Why can he just do Yibum out the Bia and not out the Kenyan? Don't do a Kenyan, don't do marriage, and just do the Bia over here.
Partnership shot. I don't know. I'm not thinking, but there's no such thing as Bia without Kenyan. We never find.
You don't even know the Kenyan. We have through the whole circuit. We don't know if Kenyan altogether happens, and now coming full circle.
Kenyan the big mitzvah and the Kenyan are inseparable. Doesn't seem you can get a beer without a Kenyan. Mitzvah without the Kenyan. Right? That's what many people said. Rabbi Chanan for sure said that the Kenyan is a chedek of the mitzvah. And we weren't sure, but Rabbi Chanan definitely said that fact that Tosfos quoted a Gemara by Nida that if you're bala, you're kind the mitzvah, you're kind the mitzvah. And Rabbi Chanan was medayek from there that you're the kind of. That means that Kenyan and mitzvah are inseparable. Okay. Anyway,
the Maisa Tosis is saying here that the fact that if he's going to be boil her, it's going to end up being ochre the brother's kedusha, and there'll be no Ashes ish all along. That's what Tosis is saying, right? And therefore, it doesn't pot to herself. But lachar, that same lumdish should also uproot from chalitza, because if I'm going to start to yibum, then there will never be a mitzvah of yibum. Because there won't be Yibum. So Lamaisa, as far as this woman's concerned and relationship to marriage to my brother, I'm knocked out. I'm just off the charts because
I don't think that's what Tavis means. If I could, you could do Chalitza. You're not over the Tanai if you do Chalitza.
But there's no point because I can't do it. It's impossible for me to do Yibum.
No, do Chalitza. Yeah, Chalitza
and Yibum. It's impossible for me to do Yibum.
Chalitza is a separate mitzvah. Chayve lavan asay have a mitzvah is chalitza. So you can do chalitza. There's no problem. And then you do chalitza. You can do chalitza when you can't do yibum. It's a separate mitzvah. Okay, let's stop. We sort of smeared the taisis. I know I did it a little bit, but this is really like the ending point. So I wanted to go through the end. Get to like I want to go back. So maybe tomorrow. We'll read over Titus again, especially this middle part. And I would like to look at that Maram Shif in Yevamos and Gittin on that Pei Beis.
Is there a fourth open question? Is there another open question here that how if there is Shiur, how it gets knocked out by the middle marriage? That does not.
No, that's not a question. That the Gemara says. I don't know. Maybe I think Titus and Gittin explain, might discuss it. But that we're taking the Gemara's word for it. Where the problem that we're at, that I have is the guy Lachara said Amenas, he wanted Tanai. You can make a Tanai whatever you want. I can say Tanai if you say boo boo, you know, there's a Tanai. And they can say, why can't they make a Tanai? Amenas shalotzi no shalotzi boni. All of a sudden it turns into Shir. You can't make this into a Tanai. The guy can't do that. And I guess it sounds very strange. He can't make a Tanai. He wants a Tanai. He doesn't want Shir. He wants a Tanai. Tanai is better than Shir. Tanai doesn't go off. Shir goes off. He wants a Tanai. He doesn't have to make Tanai. He can make any Tanai he wants. But this Tanai, he can't make.
Is that a Gittin question or a Yibum question? Is Rebbe asking a Gittin question or a Yibum question?
What?
Is Rebbe asking a Gittin question or a Yibum question?
A Gittin question. Except that I think that it's that you will learn it might connect to this thing. Anyway, that's stop shot. And then the other question is about why there's no chalitza. So that's a yibum question. Okay. All right.
Rabbi, isn't Tosfos like his last answer should be Akasha, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't say it's domina achosisha? Because once you say, no, like if you're going to say that you're not, what do you call it? That you're not, that you can't, that you never, an achus isha, an ishas ach, and the ishas ish vas, that together. She said, why do you have a problem of the highness of, right? Because there's no ishas ach that he can't marry, because by definition, if he marries her, she's not an ishas ach anymore. So why are you violating, if that's a svara?
We didn't read that part of Isis yet.
It's the next line. They're like,
okay, but I didn't read it yet. You can't ask me a kasha on the next line. Me the mountain after I me local kasha. So you're asking, you don't know why it's kasha. Okay.
Tosis, the whole Tosis is saying he's dafka go. He's only answering the question if you say that it's that the.
I understand. Okay, yeah. You can add that to my list. Your list of questions. All right. Okay. We're gonna end. Okay, everybody. Okay, good night.